lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
I wonder if you've ever thought about the substance called coal, C-O-A-L. Well, many people don't think about coal, but I believe if we would check history, we would find that that's one of the reasons this country has progressed the way it has, is because of this natural energy that comes out of the ground. Now, today, there's something going on, and people are trying to stop the production or the digging of the coal and the using of the coal. The coal that's being dug now out of the mines, either strip mines or deep mines, I believe a lot of that is going to China and other places today, simply because we're not allowed to use that coal in certain areas and doing certain things. People are trying to do away with it altogether. Well, don't get worried now. I'm not going to speak about specifically about what's wrong in our country right now. What I would like to speak about is the word coal, C-O-A-L, the substance of coal, biblically speaking, and looking into the Word of God about something that concerns coal, about man. Coal is decomposed matter. It's decomposed. And when you think about that, we're decomposing every day. That's us, human beings. Well, to make you feel good, let me say this about us. To decompose means to rot. Well, that's not very good, is it? Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 6 says, from the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying, that means decay, decaying and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Well, why is that? Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, coal is black. In Revelation chapter 6 and verses 5 and 6, it says, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Well, the black horse speaks of famine. There is a famine in our world today and in our country for the lack of the Word of God. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, it says there, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. And James chapter 1 and verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. People have gotten away from the Word of God, and I believe that's one of the problems of this world, especially of our country. The people of God have gotten away from the Word of God. And we need to get back into the Word. There's a famine today, the lack of studying the Word of God. Well, there's other things that we can say about this. And coal has to be dug out of a pit. Saved people have been dug out of a pit. In Psalm chapter 40, in verse 2, it says, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. We were all in the pit of sin. We were all going down. Had we not trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior, we would go down into the pit of hell. But thank God he's brought us up out. We've been dug out of that pit. We had our feet set upon the rock instead of the miry clay that surrounds us as human beings, the miry clay that drags us down, Jesus Christ lifts us up. And one of these days, those of us who have trusted Christ, we're going to be lifted up completely. We're going to be with Him in heaven. And that should bring joy to every person's heart who has trusted Jesus Christ. Well, something else about coal that we see is coal has to come up out of darkness into light in order to be used. You see, we also have been brought out of darkness. That is, those of us who have trusted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9 says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." We've come out of the darkness. He's brought us into the light. And we need to be thanking God today, every day, that He has not only set our feet on the solid ground, He's dug us out of the pit, but we've come into the light now. There's light around us. And that light is the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, something else. Coal needs to be washed to get rid of any dirt in order to burn clean. People need to be washed as well in the blood of the Lamb in order to be saved, to be clean. People are dirty. Each person in the world needs a cleansing that comes only from God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 11 says, "And such were some of you." Now he's speaking to Christians here. He's speaking to safe people. Paul goes on to say, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he says, "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." And we keep reading, we study the Word of God, and we read in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5, where it says, "And from Jesus, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood." We've been washed by the blood of the Lamb, those of us who have trusted Christ as our Savior. We're on our way to heaven because of the blood of Christ. Some people look at they look at the word blood, the blood of Christ, and they think it's gory, and they don't want to use that word blood. Well, Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross of Calvary for me, and I will never stop telling people that the blood of Jesus Christ saves. The blood of Jesus Christ washes away the sin. It not only covers the sin, it does more than that. It does away with sin, and that's what we need in our lives as human beings, is something to wash away the sin. And that something is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin. I noticed something else about coal. Coal is either hard or soft. There's two different kinds, hard and soft coal. Well, people are hardened by sin. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13 says, "But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." Well, people are hardened by sin, but also saved people are softened by grace. Job chapter 23 and verse 16 says, "For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me." Well, we can look at several comparisons of coal and comparisons with our lives as human beings. And let me say this, in order to form, coal has to be placed under great pressure in the earth. And when we think about that, we need to stop and consider that saved people, too, are placed under great pressure while on this earth. But thank God, one day, the result of the pressure of this life for the saved person will be what coal produces after being under great pressure. You saved person will end up as a diamond that will be presented to Christ. There is no other diamond like you. You are one of a kind. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 5, "For every man shall bear his own burden." That's pressure. Pressure comes into the life of a saved person, and God will allow us to go through certain things that we would be able to shine as a diamond one day. And that doesn't mean that we work and we're put under that pressure to be saved. That means that God allows it so we can grow in His grace and knowledge, so that we can be used of Him, so that we can tell others about the loving gift that God has given to all men. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christians are put under pressure. And as we think of this, more pressure, the brighter the diamond. And I would say for you today, as a saved person, don't give up because of the pressure of life. Isaiah chapter 13 and verse 12 tells us something that is so important for every person who is born again to understand, that one of these days we're going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're worth more than any diamond. We're worth more than any fine gold or golden wedge of Ophir, according to Isaiah 13 and verse 12. It says, I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Now, I don't know what that word Ophir is. I don't know where it is. I haven't studied that word. But I know that to be more precious than fine gold, Jesus has promised me eternal life. One of these days, I will stand before Him at the judgment seat of Christ, and I look forward to hearing Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You say, you mean you're perfect? No, I'm not perfect. I won't be perfect until I stand with Jesus Christ, until I go up to be with Him. And then I will be perfect, because there'll be no sin about me. There'll be nothing that will hinder me from being with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I will be complete in Him. And you see, I don't have to wait really until I get to be with Him to have eternal life, because the Bible teaches me that once a person receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they have eternal life right then. They don't have to wait until they're with the Lord, until this body dies, that this old sinful body. We have eternal life right now because Jesus Christ gave His life. He rose from the dead. He gives us eternal life because He lives, we live. And we don't have to wait to the future to have eternal life. We have it right now. Oh, this old body's going to die one day. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All of sin to come short of the glory of God. This old body's going to die because it is sin. Paul the Apostle, I believe sometimes he would think out loud and he would write down what God wanted him to write and keep track of. He said, who's going to deliver me from this body of death? And he goes on, he says, I thank God, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is going to deliver us. We will be delivered, and we will be with Him. When I say delivered, I'm talking about this old body. We're going to get rid of it, and it's going to be gone, and we will no longer have to worry about the sin in this old body. Now, Jesus Christ has taken care of the sin for me. He's taken care of the sin problem for hundreds, thousands, millions of people who have lived and actually who will live in the future. He has done away with sin. His blood not only washes from sin, washes that sin, it takes it away. It washes the sin away from the person. That person, the real person, is sinless. I'm not talking about the old body. We're still going to have problems in this body, but the real person is sinless. Jesus Christ sees us as we really are. Isaiah 13 and verse 12 says, I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. You're worth more, saved person, than fine gold. Take heart today. You will be with Jesus one day, and right now, to Him, you are more precious than anything, or than any fine gold, any diamond, any jewel. You are the jewel of God's eye. You are the apple of His eye, and you need to be serving Him today because He first loved you. Love Him today.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.